right, heads up, Halifax. Yeah, just be careful at the intersections. It's 4:06. It's sunny Monday. It's, well, days are getting shorter. They certainly are. We're just inching ourselves towards the shortest number of daylight hours of the year. That's coming up, what, the 22nd of this month. 8 hours and 55 minutes is what we're clocking right now, according to Richard Z, on this fabulous Monday. Hey, how you doing? We're going to be talking next hour with Tristan Flynn. He'll join us after a conversation with Alfie and Gwendy Williams. They're out in Vancouver, or somewhere in BC, and they've been petitioning against electronic callers for a while now. And finally, I say that, government will be accepting e-petitions as a way of gauging public support for an event or an issue. So we'll check in on that with them. We'll hear from Laura England. She'll tell us about how her 12-year-old daughter is not playing hockey and not happy about it. Also, we'll hear from the former Nova Scotia resident who is now in up in Toronto, and she writes in the Star, "Donair origin saga resembles Greek rhapsody." fun little story, but with the city of Halifax talking about the official food or not, I think it'll be a timely conversation to have, and we'll do that coming up in a bit. This hour, Liz Carter tells us about her blog that helped, or her YouTube channel that helped her get on Good Morning America, and we'll talk a little bit about PTSD. But right now, as we know, yesterday marked the anniversary, 26th annual National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women in Canada. It was introduced back in Parliament in 1991. It was to remember those lives lost in the 1989 shooting of 14 women at a university in Montreal in an act of gender-based violence. Our guest this hour is, someone who is originally from Ontario, who's been living in Newfoundland now since 1986. And she has completed her undergrad at Dalhousie. On the line is Tracy Duffy. And Tracy, it's a real pleasure. You're on the board of directors for the Association of Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself, what's did you guys get snow in Newfoundland?
Oh, yes. We did. First, a little bit, you know, only 25 centimeters or so.
Ooh, yikes. Oh, wow. My heart goes out to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program to talk about this year. The Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association recognizes the Day of Action. So tell me, why is it important to continue marking what is a very sad but important day in our history?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm happy to speak on behalf of the Canadian Counseling and Psychotherapy Association. We recognize many days throughout the year, and this is one, of course, that even though it's been 26 years since the tragic event happened, as we know, you know, violence against women is not yet ended in many forms. Statistics Canada still reports that over half of Canadian women would still experience an incident of violence throughout their lifetime. So it's so important as counselors and psychotherapists especially to advocate for those who may look for some supports or those who even have witnessed violence. And in many cases, you know, we do that in a variety of settings. So we feel passionate to advocate for any of those who might suffer from violence, right?
Have things gotten better? Have things improved since that incident in 1989?
I think it's a hard answer because certainly, you know, we have many, many programs that prevent and educate children and teens and even adults on the issues around violence and certainly systemic and gendered violence. But I think those prevention programs have not eradicated that the violence is still happening. Looking at issues of missing and murdered Aboriginal women, for example, Indigenous women in our country, it's not something that's gone away, but it's certainly got that gender lens. So, you know, we know it's not finished, but the prevention programs have certainly brought it more to light. And I think the awareness is much better than it used to be that this is an issue.
How does this discussion affect you and the job you do, Tracy?
Well, as you may know, you know, we have 5,500 members who are counselors and psychotherapists across the country. country. And certainly we work in a variety of settings, so we provide support and resources for a variety of youth and children and adults who, you know, it is very dear to our hearts to be able to provide safe and supportive environments, not just for those who might be experiencing daily violence, but even those who may have witnessed any sort of violence against women. Often it's similar to post-traumatic stress symptoms. So you may have witnessed violence. You may be dealing with violence from your childhood that is coming back years later. So we're very committed to providing those very comprehensive supports for many of the people in the country who may come to see a counselor or psychotherapist.
Do we have enough supports out there? Are there enough supports in our society, in our communities?
Well, I think it's awareness of the supports that plays a key role as well. You know, there are certainly a lot more supports out there and a lot more, hopefully, we're working on the stigma around accessing support, because many people may still, especially if there is violence involved, you may still hesitate seeking those supports. But, you know, as counselors and psychotherapists, we try to promote that even if it's a trusted friend, if it's a helpline, there are many crisis lines that are anonymous. You may be able to speak to someone in your workplace, someone at a school. So we promote that the services that are out there, you can seek the help. You know, certainly our counselors and psychotherapists and many who we have partnered with provide non-judgmental support. So just trying to raise awareness that, you know, just get out there and try not to keep it silent, because that's a key piece in this kind of situation.
Well, Tracy, thanks so much for tuning joining us on the radio here this afternoon, and we really do appreciate having a chance to speak with you about this important issue.
And certainly I'd encourage people to check our website. We do have a public-facing website called talkingcanhelp.ca, and this provides the public with information and resources that they can look to for support. And certainly it's coordination of services, so again, that non-judgmental piece of just reaching out, not feeling the fear, not feeling the blame, you know, that this is something that's so important to feel that there is support out there.
Well, Tracy Duffy, thank you so much, and hopefully the snow won't be around all winter.
For sure. Okay. Thanks so much for having me.
All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Tracy Duffy is a member of the board of the Canadian Counseling and Physiotherapy Association, or psychotherapy, my apologies.